I watched you all this time. I watched you. But you never noticed. Everything tinged with blue and rippled with time. I could see you nonetheless. I could see it all. I go out for a walk every lunchtime, about an hour, through the meadows, past Jawbone Walk, a jawbone held in tension, tight, past the American tourists in their plastic ponchos hearing snatch snippets of conversation when I pass, a tiny life that opens and closes.
Up Charmer Street with the shattered windows, ghosts of houses, stained with soot from a woman, wispish ghost of a girl, past the old fire station, a museum of fire now, a trial by fire for the pure of heart and body, to the junction with all the strip joints. People call it the pubic triangle. Girls working nightfall to daybreak, daybreak to nightfall, fall, break.
Past the tattooist, lines on the skin in circles and spirals, figures of eight. And eventually I'm stretching back across the middle of the meadows, a huge mass of rock in the distance, waiting for something. Maybe for me.
Rama.
There are so many things I meant to do and never did. He stopped me. He held me tight and never let me go.
It was always my dream to come and perform at Edinburgh Festival. And honestly, it was better to travel in hope than to arrive.
Doogie is a good man. Really, I've been happy, really. I mean, I am happy. You could do a lot worse, really. Good job, doesn't snore, doesn't smell, really. There's many a woman would be pleased to be with the likes of Doogie. Really, really, really.
Fringe audiences don't really pay attention. I mean, they eat, they text, they look through the Fringe brochure.
People think just because they've got kids that you want them too. I remember when the doctors told me. I was quite young and I remember thinking, okay then, that's the price I paid. The eating, the not eating. They call it a disorder these days. So that's the price. My insides are knotted up like rope and there's no space left to grow a baby, just the way it is. Not the be-all and end-all, really.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival really is the high point of the cultural calendar for everyone in the absolute entire world and the universe as we know it and as we don't. It attracts visitors from all over the world. We especially like visitors from America. Have you seen them in those plastic ponchos? $4.99 for a bin bag with a hole in it.
The rolling and the rippling.
The rhythm.
Waiting in the wind-whipping cold for that bus galleon to full tilt around and moor itself at my stop.
The rapid retching of the ticket machine, like an electric cat sicking up static hairballs.
I swerve and sway like the drunken sailor. Hooray and up she rises, the top deck.
A follower. But she doesn't see.
Snatch snippets of other people's conversation. A tiny life that opens and closes.
She doesn't see me. She never does.
The view revolves beyond the window. A split-second scene, seen from number 67.
Wait. I see a nude woman in her bedroom dancing in front of the mirror. Fleeting. I see her from the top deck.
Get on the bus, take the number 24 from the Meadows to Edinburgh Park, divide it by the number 3 from there to Downry Road, divide that by bus number 4 from Dalry Road to the Jewel, and that equals number 2, which takes you from the Jewel, completes a figure of 8, and drives you all the way back to the Meadows. The journalists give everyone horrible reviews because they're tired and cranky and seeing 10 shows a day, writing their reviews in the middle of the night. And
if I had kids, I would never have got this amazing opportunity. Work in India, 6 months, ASAP. I work for a knitwear company and we have Indian factories. Nice ones, not sweatshops. Middle-aged wifeys sitting around on the floor knitting everything by hand in a lake of red wool. I said yes! Doogie was shocked. But he didn't mind, really. Really?
I always wanted to be effortlessly stylish. A woman who threw on a pair of slacks and a figure-hugging red sweater like Katharine Hepburn. I always meant to. But I never did.
I like you, but I don't like your monkey woman. You monkey!
My sister had a red jumper that I loved. Ruby's red jumper. I coveted that jumper. We always borrowed each other's clothes, but she took that one with her when she left. I was by myself after that, just me, Mum and Dad. I preferred it that way. I wanted to miss her, but I never did.
For today, goodbye. I cannot say this. See you now. When... Oh, see you later. Later? Later is too late. I want to see you now.
I wanted to be a woman who wrote impassioned pleas for Amnesty International. One day I'd get a Christmas card from Peru telling me I'd been a candle in the dark from nightfall to daybreak. I always wanted to, but I never did.
I love airports. Such a flight, such a buzz, such a thrill, such a kick, such a whoosh, such a way, such an up, up, up. A shine and a shimmer. A sparkle and a sprinkle. Such a splutter, such a stammer, such split splat, stop. Such a stop. Such a shit. I had forgotten. I had packed my guidebook and my notebook, my traveller's clock, my traveller's purse, travel shampoo and travel champagne, but I had forgotten. There's an extra baggage allowance for the thing attached to the baggage. Me. Inadvertently, I had come along too. And that was the one thing that I really needed a break from. Obviously, I knew that it wouldn't be like being on holiday, but I did think a little bit of that holiday feeling would rub off. Just a little.
There are so many people visiting, you know, but there are even more shows. Too many shows. Apparently, the average fringe audience is like 2.5 people.
A lake in a forest, frozen and hard. There's something held tight beneath the ice. A swollen, woolly jumper beneath the blue. It was the last time I saw that jumper stretched along her spine, bobbing and bumping against the underside of the ice. The long black hair is swaying in the slow, breezy water. And she's turning a joyous cartwheel under the ice. She sweeps and loops a figure of 8, a figure of 9. 9 years growing, glowing red beneath the blue. Ruby went under the ice and never came up. So she never outgrew that jumper. 9 years growing, 9 years going, 9 years gone.
I wanted to be the kind of woman who loved the arts, saw all the best shows at the Edinburgh Festival, even before the reviewers. I always meant to, but I never did.
These guidebooks. They make me march around museums, charge around churches, and I just feel guilty. I'd rather go back to the hotel. Just an hour. Just a snooze. A doze. A cat nap. It is so expensive. My one-man show cost me $14,000. I remortgaged my house. And last night we sold 5 tickets. Twice the average.
The company arranged everything. A flight, a flat, and even a servant. Rohini. She lived in a room downstairs. She'd left her husband and kids behind. More importantly, she had left behind her husband's mother.
Rohini, I'm thirsty. Rohini, you forgot to buy flour. Rohini, this floor is still dirty.
First thing I did was double Rohini's wages, but it was still a fraction of what I paid my cleaning lady in Edinburgh. She said the only one she did miss was her sister-in-law, the sister she never had.
Tell you about the time I turned into a cat. Did I ever tell you about the time a rope wrapped itself around my body and wrapped tighter, tauter, choking me, and I wanted it? Without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, a shadow of a woman wispish ghost of a girl, a silhouette.
I can certainly see why the venues do it. I mean, they are charging me $4,500 to use one room for 1 hour every day. And I can see what the audiences get out of it, and I can see what the tourist industry gets out of it, but it's people like me who are financing all of this.
I wanted to be a woman who recycled, bought organic, bought fair trade, travelled to work on the bus instead of in the car. Travelled to work on the bus. I always meant to, but I never did.
And the weather, my God. I had to buy this like plastic poncho. I had been wearing it everywhere. Every time I get on a bus, I think of her. I pay my money, I look for a seat, I think anywhere, Sister Rosa. I can sit anywhere on this bus. Anywhere I like.
When I was younger, at university, I thought I was so right on. That man said I had great legs, wanted to take me out for dinner. He obviously thinks women are just sex objects. I never knew I was throwing away something I'd want later on. I don't know what I would give for a man to compliment my legs these days, offer me dinner. Not even that, just to give me that look. Not predatory, not even sexual, really. A man in the street, in a park, on a bus, waiting for something. Maybe for me. That look, waiting for something. Maybe for me.
The candles from the night before left a mark on the wall. The suit looks like a slender woman leaping in the air. A woman wispish ghost of a girl on the white wall who lives for a moment. But only from the right angle. Then I'm gone. Another stain to be wiped away in the morning.
Yes, sir. I do love buses, that is true. All forms of transport, in fact. My wife, she says I'm still just a little boy in that regard.
Nobody knew who I was, or how I was, or when I was me and how I was not. A slate blackboard I could write and wipe clean. A palimpsest. Write it and wipe it. I introduced myself under new names at parties, trying on a new me. Nobody knew who me or how me, the why or the when me. Nobody knew.
I wanted to be the kind of woman who wore no underwear. The wind would catch my billowing skirt on a blustery day. A businessman would stare and blush as I blithely strode by, or a blushing businesswoman. I always meant to, but never did.
I don't know how to treat servants, so I treated Rahini like a flatmate, like a friend, a sister. A firm friend in infirm times. There were no rules, so we made them up. She would bring me my chai in the morning and then get into bed with me. We'd sit, drinking tea and chatting. Old spinster sisters, watching dots of dust turn a figure of eight in a slanting slash of sun. I would never have done that with a girlfriend at home, not at my age. But there was something unspoken. We were both away from home. There were no rules, so we made them up. We talked about sex. She told me she didn't like it. It didn't hurt, it was just annoying. I told her I missed it. She laughed so hard, she snorted tea through her nose. Of course, this was before Suresh. Suresh changed it all.
I wanted to be an alluring call girl, getting paid for something I'd do for free. A latex cat costume underneath a trench coat. Stiletto clacking my way across the marble lobby of the Hilton. How did she get through? We have a policy. I transformed myself into a cat. Sneaked past the soldiers and through the city ramparts. With the tiniest flicker at the edge of my lips, I nod to the doorman and breeze out into an eight-wheel chariot that flies away high above the city. I always meant to, but I never did.
Wasn't my fault, I've been told so many times. We were young, 9 years old, 8 minutes apart. Ruby first, Dorothy second, a figure of eight, 8 minutes later. It wasn't my fault. My mother, my father, everyone said. But I was there, not them. I scanned the ice and saw a blood-red mass glowing beneath the blue. Not them.
Matter of fact, my granddaddy was one of the most important bus drivers in American history. One day, in December 1955, he asked a black lady to move to the back of the bus, and all hell broke loose.
The Indians treated me like a visiting dignitary, invited me to ambassadors' parties, to drink margaritas, eat sushi, and complain about the heat. They'd lay on traditional singers or shadow puppetry, a bit of regional flavour. My honours dissertation at university was in classical Indian literature, so I knew the lie of the land. At one party, there was a Kathakali troupe. Kathakali is supposed to be shown in temples from nightfall to daybreak, but here they were, next to a swimming pool truncated to an hour, like cutting up the Mona Lisa to wallpaper your bathroom, amputated. Rama's limbs cut down to bloody stumps for an audience who drank margaritas, ate sushi, and complained about the heat. The dance told an ancient story from the Ramayana, the travels of Rama. I recognised it. Rama's wife Sita is kidnapped by the evil demon Ravana. Sugriva, the monkey king, sends out his monkey soldiers in search of the eight-wheeled chariot that kidnapped her. Hanuman turns himself into a cat to slip past the soldiers through the city ramparts. When she returns, Rama despises Sita for being impure. She chooses suicide by fire, built her own funeral pyre. But the fire god rises up and carries her out of the fire to prove she is pure of heart and pure of body. Surpanaka, on the other hand, has her nose and ears cut from her face for her willful lasciviousness. I was mesmerized. I was mesmerized by their bodies. The muscles under such thin skin, like rope under silk, pulled tight and then let slack. Stretched, taut, tense, held in tension, tight. I had stopped breathing. After the show, I broke the rules and I went to meet the dancers. They were embarrassed, ashamed of these swimming pool farces. Fuck, they were stoned. Good Kerala grass, they told me, and I longed for it, to go outside, to sit under a tree where the margarita ambassadors wouldn't see. I wanted to know more about the dances. I wanted that rope silk arm to pass me a spliff, to give me that look, just for a moment, waiting for something, maybe for me. His arm held out in rope silk tension, stretched, taut, tense, held in tension, tight. I had stopped breathing. His name was Suresh.
The black lady got arrested, and a little-known preacher organized a bus boycott that lasted 382 days and sparked the civil rights movement. The woman was a seamstress. She made jumpers for a living. Rosa Parks. And that little-known preacher, his name was Martin Luther King. The same day, a different bus. The day when Rosa Parks was tired of giving in was the same day that London Transport launched the Red Route Master bus.
It turns out I wasn't the only one to be glad to be away from home. Rohini was free from annoying sex husband, but also was free from his mother. Vicious, malicious. She said, I'd rather be a paid servant for you than an unpaid slave for her. Vicious, malicious mother-in-law suspected her other daughter-in-law of having an affair, of willful lasciviousness. The only person in the family that Rohini liked was the sister-in-law, the sister she never had. Vicious, malicious wanted to burn the girl, a trial by fire to prove she was impure. She wanted Rohini's help. Rohini was sly as a cat. Why waste your own money on firewood, mother-in-law? A brothel would pay good money for a 16-year-old girl like her. Your son will be free of her and you'll have made a good profit. So the sister she never had was sold.
I read an interview with Rosa Parks, and she said, people always think that I didn't give up my seat because I was tired. But that isn't true. I wasn't tired physically. No. The only tired I was tired of giving in. I met a man who told me that he was the night officer on the QE2. Passengers would call him in the middle of the night when it all catches up with them. He was high on the bridge, looking out to the sea, a weary pillow voice whispering in his ear, a red light bobbing on the horizon. Darkness.
I did my research so I would know what Dorothy was banging on about. These Kathakali men train for 9 years to control every facial muscle, even their eyeballs. 9 years.
There is something sexual about a hotel. Everything soundproof, everyone anonymous. I lay in my room and I wonder how many businessmen are having sex with prostitutes in this hotel right now. I wonder how many people can't sleep. I wonder how many are crying because they miss someone. I wonder.
Even the Kathakali makeup takes 4 hours to apply and 2 hours to remove. Once the performer is wearing his makeup, he's no longer himself and it's forbidden to use his real name.
I know I should have felt ashamed, but I never did. Surpanaka's ears and nose were cut from her face for willful lasciviousness, but not mine. All this time, I had been waiting for a rope silk arm to reach around me from behind, to twine itself across my belly and down between my legs. All the things I wanted to hide were things he wanted to see, to breathe, to leave on the windowsill, to dry in the sun. All the shameful parts I had kept hidden under secret, musty, moist. My red hair had always highlighted. The belly I'd hidden under flattering suits, the hair I'd waxed off, obsessively. Suresh wanted it all. I wanted to give it to him. All this time I had been waiting to surrender myself to a rope silk dancer, a figure eight skater. Surrender! From nightfall to daybreak, surrender, Dorothy! The flicker flash of a moon sun oil lamp. Surrender.
The dancer never speaks, communicates only with the face and with the hands. The hands can be held in nearly 500 different positions, each with a different meaning, a different impact, a different emotion.
The candles from the night before had left a mark on the wall, The suit looked like a slender woman leaping in the air. A woman, wispish ghost of a girl on the white wall. She lives for a moment, but only from the right angle. Then she's gone. Another stain to be wiped away in the morning.
Cathedrally performances are lit by flickering oil lamps. A large group at the front to represent the sun, a small group at the back for the moon. The oil lamps flicker and flash, glow and grow, as the dancers jump and spiral, sweep and leap. Dots of dust rise from the matting and catch in the light, floating and falling, a swirling figure eight imitation of the dances.
The thing that took pride of place in the slash of sun on the windowsill was my craving, my desperation. I had been so embarrassed by it for so long, lied through my teeth, kept it secret and hidden, musty and moist, rotting. The more I craved, the more I wanted, the more he fed me, filling me up, giving me my fill, a rope silk fountain that always flowed. I always wanted more, and he always wanted me to want more, and wanted to give and give more and more, further and longer and wetter and deeper. Hold me tight and never let me go.
I watched you all this time. I watched you. You never noticed. Everything tinged with blue and rippled with time, but I could see you nonetheless. I could see it all. You never knew the who me or the how me, the why or the when me. Nobody knew.
In the Ramayana, Sugriva the Monkey King sent his monkey soldiers in search of the kidnapped Sita. Flying monkey soldiers like the ones in The Wizard of Oz when I was little. The Wicked Witch flies up and writes in the sky, "Surrender, Dorothy." Ruby leaned across in the dark and said, "That's your name, Dorothy. Surrender, Dorothy. Surrender." A lake in a forest, frozen and hard. There are lines on the surface where a skater has come. Not just any skater. An artist skating on a frozen swimming pool farce. Circles and spirals, figures of eight that he'd traced on the ice on her skin. My skin used to come up in red lines where he stroked me with his fingernails. His hands could stroke me in nearly 500 different ways, each with a different meaning, a different emotion, a different marking. He could have written his name on my skin. Suresh. Rope silk dancer, figure eight skater, branded me, owned me, but he never did. Spinning and turning, shaving a layer of ice with each turn and each spin, the shavings melt and become water, with each spin and circle a deeper line in the ice, shaving off shards and melting. But when the skater is gone, the melted shards just freeze once more. A fresh layer of snow falls, and the circle spirals are covered The snowflakes fill in the eight figures, and you'd never know he'd been there at all. You'd never even know. The who him or the how him, the why or the when him. Nobody knew. The temperature drops, and a swan's head is trapped beneath the ice, squeezing precious last air bubbles out of its beak. The slender neck turns circles and spirals, frantic figures of eight. A bug stuck down that willowy gullet, choking him, stretched, taut, tense, held in tension, tight. Stupid animal. Couldn't he see the weather was turning, temperature dropping? It's finished. I sat at my desk in the office. Come to your senses, woman. I need to be hard-headed, hard-nosed, icy. I know it's the right thing to do. It's finished.
I've been waiting for so long. But for what? I'm like a communion wine that's soured and dried. A purple dot at the bottom of a glass. The ghost of some wine. That's what the inside of my body looks like. There's nothing you can say to hurt me. I'd have to be listening, and I'm not. I'd have to be here, and I'm not. Smoke disperses in the air, crying and curling for a second. Soon enough, I'm gone. A lingering smell of soot, but after that, nothing.
After her sister-in-law had been dragged away to service men in a brothel, Rahini would sneak off and visit her. She got a brusque brush off at the brothel threshold. She's busy, she's sleeping, she's working. But Rahini kept trying. She wanted to be the fire god, lifting Rama's wife out of the flames and carrying her to safety. Rahini wanted to know that she had done the right thing. She saved the sister she never had from the fire. But was the frying pan any better? One day the brusque brush off changed. She's left. She's moved. She's gone. Rohini didn't understand it, but I did. I've read about it before in the paper. The sister-in-law had been sold again. Women are bought and sold to brothels in Europe. Slaves, in the oldest, truest sense. Time after time, man after man, nightfall to daybreak, daybreak to nightfall. Break, fall, night after night after night. I read in the Scotsman there are 1,000 of them working in brothels in Scotland, in Edinburgh. I walk past those places on my lunchtime stroll. I think about the woman inside. I wonder about the sister Rohini never had, and then lost. I wonder if she's there. I could be walking past her window every day, every daybreak, break, fall.
Did I tell you about the time that I exploded? It made the front pages of all the newspapers. Woman explodes, not a pretty sight. Too many feelings, swollen up, buried down. They grow. They turn into animals. Sometimes they are friendly, monkeys or cats, sometimes not. Waiting inside me to grow, to leap out when I'm not looking. You know how it is. Leave the door ajar and a local stray can leap in, twist herself around your ankles, dash inside the house. Maybe if you spent a little time with her, got to know her, maybe then, maybe me, the seed of an animal inside the woman, wispish ghost of a girl. If you don't wipe that stain away, then it might just grow.
Of course I wanted more, of course I wanted to stay, of course. But where could it go, really? Could I stay, really? Could he leave, really? I can't turn into a cat and slip through the city ramparts. Such a splutter, such a stammer, such a split, splat, stop. Such a stop. I handed my notice, booked my flight, and left without saying goodbye.
Thank you.
I love airports. Such a flight, such a whoosh, such a way, such an up, up, up. As the plane landed in Edinburgh, I thought about half the people on the plane being excited to discover a new, exhilarating city, and half the people disappointed to return to an old, empty life. I love coming out of the arrivals gate and seeing all the faces, placards that read Mr. Zontiros or Mr. Van der Bash. Expectant hairdos waiting for someone, something, somehow. I'm surprised how many are worried, wary. Maybe she'll look different, behave different, be different. Maybe I've lost her for good this time. I should never have let her go. Should have held her tight and never let her go. I told Doogie not to meet me at the airport. I called a cab.
There are so many things that I meant to do and never did. He held me tight and never let me go. When he first met, he said to me, "I've been waiting for so long. You're the one I need to warn me." He wanted to be close, spend time only with me. A sudden creak, a crack, and I plunged beneath the sheet in the depth, a ruby red glow beneath him. Frantic footsteps above as they tried to drag me out. But he was having none of it. He was having me to have and to hold in sickness until death. I had stopped breathing.
Rohini sends me letters in her bald, simple English. She sees Suresh in the street. His eyes are red and swollen from too much of that Kerala grass. His body thinner. He looks at Rohini for a moment too long, then looks away. I wish she wouldn't tell me. I never reply to the letters, but still they come. It's in the past. Past tense. Intense. Held in tension. Tight. I had stopped breathing.
"Who are you?" he asked me, a stern frown. I told him my name. He said, "I've been waiting for something, maybe for you. I've always wanted a woman to hold her tight and never let her go." "I'm not a woman. I'm only 9. "Don't worry. You've time to grow." But the eyes lied. 9 years old. 9 years cold. A ruby red mask glowing beneath the blue. I never did billow out my skirt. Or see the best shows or stiletto clack across a marble lobby. Believe me, I tried. But he did take my warmth. He did hold me tight. And he never let me go.
When the skater is gone, you'd never know he'd been there. Except he left something. A blood-red mass glowing beneath the blue. New. Growing against all odds, against the underside of the ice. 9 months of growing this time. 9 months to go. 9 months to grow. Rope silk dancer, figure eight skater. He's completed the figure eight, replaced what was lost and made a new ruby beneath the ice. You can scan the surface of the ice. The scan says the blood-red mass is a girl. Maybe I'll call her Ruby. I'll buy her a red jumper. And when she's 9 years old, I'll hold her tight. Hold her tight and never, never let her go.
I go out for a walk every lunchtime, about an hour, through the meadows, past Jawbone Walk, stretched, taut, tense, held in tension, tight, past the American tourists in their plastic ponchos, snatch snippets of conversation as I walk past, a tiny life that opens and closes.
Up Chalmers Street with the shattered windows, ghosts of houses, stained with soot from a woman wispish ghost of a girl. Past the old fire station, a museum of fire now, a trial by fire for Rama's wife, pure of heart and body. To the junction with all the strip joints, people call it the pubic triangle. Girls working from nightfall to daybreak, daybreak to nightfall, their ears and noses cut off, fall, break.
Past the tattooist, lines on the skin in circles and spirals, figures of eight. And then back across the middle of the meadows, a huge mass of rock in the distance, waiting for something, maybe for me.